Here we go.
Yo, what's going on, world? Music Jones Podcast. Be back every Tuesday or Wednesday. Whatever I get my description in. I be lunchboxing. You know what I'm saying? June.
Yo, yo.
What's happening?
Cool, baby. What's up?
Appreciate you for coming, man. Pause.
All the time.
Yeah, man. How was your week?
Long as fuck.
This was a long week.
It was.
And even though it was a, wasn't it a 4-day week? Yeah, as long as 4-day week ever.
Felt like 6 days.
I'm telling you, man. Memorial Day was, you know, Monday and all that good stuff. Yeah, man. Easy.
Yo.
Hold on.
There
we go. All right. Yeah. There we
go. What's happening?
Ain't shit.
How's everything?
It's all good. Same old soup, just reheated.
How was your how was your week?
It was cool.
It was cool. What you do for Memorial Day?
You know, went to Ace House.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Ace and Toya. Play
shout
little
out
cards.
To Ace.
They little, you know what I'm saying?
Moose.
Had to work. When they threw something on the grill. You know what I'm saying? Play little cards. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Got your cookout on.
Eh, I guess. It wasn't really a for show cookout because it had rained down here. So
was food cooked on the grill?
But it had that same feeling.
Was it more than five people there?
It always more than five people at Ace House.
It was a cookout.
And they got four kids.
Oh, shit. That was
so it's going to be more than five. You know
yeah, they have cookouts with just what they cooking.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what's up, man. Shout out to Ace. What's happening, Ace? I ain't do shit for Memorial Day.
You ain't cook on the grill?
No, I didn't. Been cooking on the grill a lot lately, so I took that day off. But it's summertime now, so whenever that motherfucker, now I fire that bitch up whenever, no.
It ain't too hot to cook on the grill?
No. By the time I get off work, you know. It'd be cool.
I'm too lazy.
Yeah.
You too lazy to cook on the grill?
Yeah.
I love it.
Too much in and out.
I ain't doing all that.
You slow and slow?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Get them on.
Yeah. When I'm cooking like my ribs and shit.
Oh.
They always, that's an event.
I ain't never had nothing that he cooked.
Oh, really?
Been his house.
Oh, no,
I'm lying. You did bring some food one time.
Uh-huh. See that? And you done been invited to the crib, so stop the shit.
Your house?
Yeah, man. The invitation been extended, nigga. You more than any time, nigga.
All right, now.
You more than welcome, man. Get the fuck out of here with that shit,
man.
You
got a mean rib, though.
You do?
I give it to him. Got a mean
rib. Okay. Right. I had one time. He had cooked for somebody. He was Russian, though.
Yeah.
It was kind of pank on his side. I see what you was doing, Jones.
That's smoke ring, man.
Trying to give me damn whooping cough or something.
That's smoke ring.
Give me the worm, guys.
That's smoke ring, man. That's smoke ring. But yeah, man. You know what?
Chicken butt.
June 20th.
What? Oh.
Might do a little something. Well, you gonna be.
I'm gonna come from work. Yeah. Probably. I might do like a little half day or something.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll figure that out.
Wally, you gonna come down?
Next Sunday?
No, June 20th.
If he back, he might not be back.
You going out of town?
Yeah, his birthday the week before that.
Where you going? Somebody island?
Ask her how old he turned to be, look.
Ooh.
Ask her how old he turned to be, look.
Ferrari F. Grown shit.
Ask her how old he turned to.
Hey.
And the crazy shit is, the main reason I know, I use this nigga ID for years. I do that nigga birthday like it was my own.
June what?
14.
June 14th.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Shout out to you, Wallace.
I used to use, I had that nigga ID my first 2 years, until I turned 21.
Mm-hmm.
Psh,
In his possession, like it was his,
like it was mine.
What, so how would you do get around?
He, oh no, he had all he had what he needed.
He had an extra one.
Yeah, left it at his mama's house. Got to college and boy, don't nobody know me down here.
I'm an old
the flash of that bitch all over the place. Except to go to I wouldn't go to jail, so I was good.
And it worked
until I turned 21,
and then
I ain't even need my ID no more.
Wow.
Yeah, I go to the liquor store on my birthday to buy some liquor at ID card.
You flying to Jamaica?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where you know you gonna stay at? What part you gonna be in?
Montego Bay.
Word.
Yeah, yeah. B Love got family over there and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Kind of like people over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody in Jamaica.
Yeah, man.
Go down to.
Yeah, I hope they have a goddamn blast.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I wanted to go, but it's another story.
Jamaica fun. I go to KFC.
Yes.
Go to KFC.
Yes,
they said Gills is over.
Man, they said anything.
Oh, shit.
KFC good in Jamaica now.
Yeah. I heard. Yeah. I heard that the best food on the island got down there.
I ain't going to say that, now.
It was KFC. That was, I'm thinking about Hawaii.
Hawaii. You been to Hawaii, though?
That's Spam.
Spam and McDonald's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they love Spam in Hawaii.
It's like a
delicatessen.
Yeah, it's top notch.
Yeah, man, it's real shit.
Yeah,
motherfuckers
but
over here
KFC
hate that
over there in Jamaica, man.
Motherfuckers over here hate that Spam, man.
Spam and grits good.
Spam sandwich, Spam and pork and beans good too.
I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
any kind of pork and grits is all right with me.
Right. I can roll with that. Right. I can roll with that.
From the orange to the square.
Oh man. Oh man.
I get that from
speaking of aunt, Diddy case. What's I just been seeing a lot of people testify. Like they call it the motherfuckers. They call it everybody.
As they should.
Everybody testify against
this thing. That B said, man, that damn Beijing.
You seen pictures.
Man. And that shit's terrible.
And they great, yo. Yeah. And the whole shit great.
He should have, as he was going, you know, through his life, he should have just embraced the gray.
Yeah, he should have eased up.
Just, you know what I'm saying? Embrace the gray.
Yeah, because that shit gray as fuck. No,
now you look fool out there.
Yeah. I'm too much fool.
Shit gray, bro. Can't get that fresh line up.
Mm-hmm.
None of that shit. But what's I saw what he, one of his assistants said she had to beg him to go to her grandma's funeral.
I didn't see that part.
Oh, man. Yeah, one of his ex assistants that testified said she literally had to beg him to go to her grandma's funeral. He wouldn't let off work, man.
Oh, he had to beg her so she can go.
Yeah, she begged him. So he could go. I mean, so she could go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I was like, man, what kind of fucking animal is this, man?
Yeah, another assistant said that he raped her a couple of times.
That's a goddamn shame.
It says they're gonna be three women that testify
that say they raped them.
He sexually assaulted them.
God,
S.A.
That's all it takes,
man. Goddamn, bro. Everybody won't give you none because you got money, bro.
Exactly.
That might be.
Shit, like for real. Just because you got money don't mean everybody want to give you some, bro. Goddamn, you just take it, huh? Fuck it.
Hey. You got that bread.
Well, I swear I'm glad I was raised in Darlington, man. That's just some shit niggas ain't never fucking did.
Did what?
You take no pussy.
Shit.
I ain't into no pussy.
I hear stories, nigga.
You do?
You talk to some of these women, some of these stories, the wild shit niggas be doing, bro.
Mm.
They just don't talk about it.
Oh.
They just don't talk about it.
Oh. Well, yeah. I don't want hit. Don't talk to me about it.
Niggas be wilding around here. You'll be surprised.
I wouldn't doubt it, though. Yeah, no, did you say that?
Yeah, I mean, but it wasn't that. And I was raised around niggas. They talk about shit like that.
Some
like that.
Slam balls.
That wasn't you know the type of niggas I was. I was raised around some real niggas, man. Mm-hmm. June, I appreciate it. Like that's just some shit that we just never crossed our mind.
They're too many. You ain't got to take.
Yeah, they getting it way.
I know one girl. She was like, she used to work at a department store at a mall, and she was like, dudes were like, one dude in particular called in the corner like, hey, can you help me? You know what I'm saying? Over here, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She went around, you know, to help him out, thinking he want to help with a suit or something. She get busted a little corner. He in the corner jacking his dick.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Man, it's funny you said that shit.
Because
that was on Instagram the other day, man.
Somebody doing that shit.
He did it. Like it was a little Oriental lady. And she ran out the store crying. Buddy ran out the store smiling. But she ran out the door crying.
That shit wild, bro. You
oh, that's some sick shit. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's.
Oh, man. That's some sick shit.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah. So that, we ain't exempt. There's some niggas around here that do some wild shit now.
Man. Hey, man, listen. I ain't gonna lie. I was listening to Lil Jon the other day. Uh-huh. And who you with? Who you with? Say, grab shoulder and hump. Just hump.
Don't ask.
Just hump. And I was thinking, hump. I was like, well, goddamn. I said, well, we was in the club trapping.
Yeah.
No. Because, nigga, we used to be in the, and it, when that shit came out, they said, grab shoulder, we would grab a motherfucker and start humping.
Just hump.
Nigga.
You want to know one of the one of the most, if you really think about it, the most non-consent songs used to come on were Webby song. Girl, give
me that pussy.
We was like, man, shout out to Chad. Me and Chad, we used to be picking at that song. We be like, give me that pussy. I'm going to rape you. Girl, give me that
I'm taking it.
That's how we used to sing it.
Oh, man. Yeah. But like, then I was listening to... I'm talking, went down a little John rabbit hole the other night, just for some reason. I was just riding and, you know, nigga, nothing is free. Nothing's free.
Uh-huh.
That song. Was that the first song where tricking was really introduced to the world where motherfuckers, that motherfucker say, Lil John say, not your boy. I ain't no toy. Don't play no games because I ain't laid. Like, bitch, I'm you gonna charge me for some pussy? No, bitch, you want to give me some? Like, why are you gonna? I'm not charge? Paying for that. That nothing's free song is like, is trick. Like, shorty say something. I gotta tell you before you lay with me tonight. I ain't got no problem with fly by nights, but you gonna pay tonight.
Mm. Oh yeah,
okay. Lil Jon say. Not your boy.
Shawty.
I ain't no toy.
Shawty. Now what you do?
Yeah. Now he said, now for my girl, I give her the world. Ain't no thing to give up that chain.
I ain't rich.
I ain't rich, but I spend a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So who you with? Now let's do this shit. So he done talk her out of charging him for the pussy.
Real quick.
Well, Akinelli song was before that. No, is it Akinelli?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, fuck would you free? Fuck me for free?
Yeah. One fuck. Yeah. No, was that the same song?
Yeah, that same song. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But Diddy case, he got a whole lot of shit going on. I think they kind of slow rolling it into the big shit, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think the worst going to come. We ain't even... It's just like the tip of the iceberg.
They just paint him. He's just a horrible fucking human being.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
he's just horrible. Yeah, he's a horrible human fucking being.
Animal.
Yeah, he's a fucked up human, man. Mm-hmm. Like, goddamn. And I'm talking about the shit about him being in Kid Cudi crib.
That was wild.
Nigga.
Hey, Kid Cudi wild, dude.
Dog, he had Kid Cudi, like, they got past his alarm, opened up that nigga Christmas present, nigga. Yeah.
They're trying to, I know I did hear because that happened. I think that was last week came out. But they were trying to say that, like, they don't think Diddy did that. For one, they said, like, the fingerprints that were on the car, those fingerprints, like, got destroyed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in the evidence room.
Yeah.
They're saying they think it was a woman, like, a disgruntled woman that did it because they cut the convertible top.
And threw a Molotov in there.
So they don't... Really can't prove the connection to Diddy with that.
But Diddy a horrible motherfucker.
But if he really was in that man's house.
And opened his Christmas present. But that's a different type of... shit.
Yeah, they say he was standing there like a supervillain looking out the window with his hands behind
him. But the crazy shit is, like, Cudi said he was going to beat his ass, right? So now they talk about when they finally did meet, Cudi ain't do shit. Talking about he was probably scared. I'm like, man.
Who was scared?
Cudi was scared of Diddy.
He probably was.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Yeah.
But, nigga, Fuck all that, cuz.
Hey, when Diddy flipped on 2-Bit that time, I was like, oh, this nigga crazy for real. You ain't never seen that? He was acting like he was the Joker.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did see that.
And he was in the street, and he was walking. He was running up on, like, celebrities and shit. And a lot of them, at first, they didn't know, but then when they realized it was him.
Yeah.
But he, the nigga that played 2-Bit on Power, he never realized it was Diddy until it was, like, too late.
Yeah.
And Diddy just flipped on, like, the fuck you know? You know the fuck I am, nigga? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, that shit was, like, you could tell, like, the nigga flipped in his his mind, bro.
Yeah.
He was, at, like, the way he was acting like the Joker, that shit was crazy.
I'll beat this bitch ass, man.
Did y'all say?
I'll beat the fuck out of that nigga,
I don't know if it was y'all or somebody was, like, DC or whoever told Diddy to not, because he had, like, a video out with him, it's like a Ciroc video or something, but him acting like the Joker, and they sent him a
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Because he did Batman, too. Cause he went out like Batman. Yeah, he did the same shit as Batman.
Oh,
yeah, they sent a cease and desist. Yeah.
Excuse me, man. I got a damn bum. I don't know where the fuck that shit came from. That shit distracting me, man. I hope you can't see it. Eh? I ain't no pussy. I got a bum, my nigga. You see it? It right here. Watch, you see that right there?
No, man.
That damn bum up, man. That shit been bothering me.
Oh, shit. This boy is fucking stupid.
Man, that give me a bum up.
Hey, man, get the fuck out. Why would you say that shit?
You crazy shit, man.
It's a fucking
bum-bum.
A bum touch your lip.
I don't know what the fuck it was, man. Ate something bad or something, man.
Hey, flick your lip.
Hey, and the whole time I've been sitting, I've been like, man, I hope Jones on.
Oh, shit.
Knows my lip. Cause Wallace looking in the phone and shit. Jones looking over here and shit.
Nigga, I don't know. Nigga, I ain't look goddamn what kind of eyes you think I got.
I don't know, man. You see
the white blocking it too.
Yeah.
It feel like it this big, though. It feel like it big as a fish.
That nigga let a boy walk up to him and flick his lip.
Shit.
It's just aggravating.
Hey, they do like this, be like,
yeah. What you trying to? You trying to? Bro, when Kevin Hart said that shit in the movie, shit. Bro.
No, that's all I can think about when you said it.
You ever like, I bust out laughing so hard, like you get lightheaded? Shit. That how it was in the movie. Bro.
Oh, man.
You trying to give me a bum bum?
Oh, man. I forgot what the hell I was talking about, man. Diddy.
No, yeah, we were talking about Diddy crazy.
Yeah, man. Diddy fool ass, man. But yeah, man, he's a horrible fucking human being.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's worthy of him being locked up for, but, you know. Trump say he gonna pardon him if they lock him up.
No, that ain't
anyway.
What he said.
Oh, that ain't what he said?
He said he might
He might consider.
He gotta look at all of the evidence.
Yeah. Oh, shit, they on the same type of time. He cool.
I don't know if Trump pardoned all the Chrisleys.
Shit, Trump like goddamn taking pussy and all that shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So he pardoned Larry Hoover.
And no, he commuted his sentence.
I mean, he commuted his sentence, right?
Yeah. Federal charges.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So.
Boy, they got some new shit out there now.
The bullshit is Hoover still got state time.
Mm-hmm.
So the world was, Obama ain't do it. Nobody did it. Cause nobody want to waste that time on somebody they can give it to somebody else. But motherfuckers so quick to jump and like, if y'all see Hoover on the street, man, y'all let me know.
I ain't gonna lie, I did send Doogie.
You did. I saw it. I ain't opened it yet.
I said, "Larry Hoover free."
Yeah,
right.
I was wrong.
He ain't even respond.
No, he damn sure did.
Yeah, his daughter graduated, so we gonna give him some. We gonna cut him some slack.
Nah, he sent some shit since then.
Oh, he did. Yeah, man.
Shout out to Doogie the rapper.
But I was gonna try to get him to jump on this weekend, but he got a new fresh set of puppies, so I ain't even hit him up. But I'm gonna get him back on this motherfucker paws in a little while, man.
I need Doogie to start making them teacup poodles.
That what you need?
Nah, I buy one of them.
Need a teacup poodle.
Yeah, a little teeny teacup poodle. Them shit. They just so cute.
What is that kitty got?
Yorkie, I think. Yeah, man. But yeah, Lil Jon, I went down that Lil Jon rabbit hole. I've been going down them tight rabbit holes recently. Like, I went down the
rape songs?
No, man, the Master P.
Oh.
Like, just listening to, like, I listened to, I just was listening to certain, like, I went down the Master P rabbit hole because I wanted to hear Break 'Em Off some. So I ended up listening to Ice Cream Man, and boy, Master P couldn't rap, save it, goddamn. but that Break 'Em Off something, the hardest verse he ever spit, that's number one. Mia X might be the toughest chick out of the South.
Right.
That's no, because I listen, like when I tell you I went down a rabbit hole, I went down, I listened to all the Soulja songs.
Got the best Soulja
songs. I listened to three or four fucking songs off Charge It to the Game, Unpredictable, Ghetto Dope, TRU, the double album. Mm-hmm. I listened to Fez. I always feel like. I listened to that. I listened to Swamp Nigga. Like, I was just listening to this shit. I was like, God damn, boy, we used to listen to this shit. Like, this was our soundtrack.
Hold up. You think that was better than Hot Boys, Hot Girls song?
Which one?
Master P verse. On the balls on your cell, on the balls on your cell, on the fire down the hell, on the ice cream bill, on the gas you pump at Shell, nigga.
That verse was hard.
I'm the wheels on the tank.
Ain't nothing harder than that motherfucking Break 'Em Off song.
I gotta hear that.
Hustler, baller, gangster, cap pillar. Who I be? Your neighborhood drug dealer, young nigga that's body. I mean, these. I'm talking that nigga. He rapped that motherfucker. He ain't stutter, slip, nothing. But he was on that bitch with Bun and the Pimp, so he had to goddamn come right, Paul. But that's the hardest verse I think ever spit to me. Break 'Em Off something. Off the Ice Cream Man.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time
ago. Yeah, 90, what, 6, 7?
Probably 6.
Yeah, 96. It got to be 96. Got to be 96. Because I'm about it, came out, all that shit came out.
I'm About It came out in 96.
It's on that album. It's on the Ice Cream Man album. But it was already out, like in New Orleans, because I heard it because my cousin Tammy, my Uncle William was stationed in New Orleans. Uncle William was stationed in New Orleans, and he had a daughter. Tammy was in high school. So she came to Darlington with all that shit. Yeah. So on a fucking one of them blank.
The Ice Cream Man came out in 96.
Yep, one of the Memorex tapes with the colorful shit on the inside of it. Mm-hmm. She had it on one of them. I swear to God, I never forget it. Yeah. But Master P got them. He had it. They had some shit. And Lil Jon had a fucking run out of this world. But I was just listening to, like I said, I just get in the car and I was just went down that rabbit hole. Like, let me listen to this. Man, that was the soundtrack to my high school and college years, man.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, we listened to all that shit. I went down with Pastor Troy shit the other night after Daniel sent that shit
to. Oh, yeah.
So I was riding the other night. I jumped on that Pastor Troy shit, Pause, started listening to him. Yeah, like Troy had some shit.
I ain't really listening too much Pastor Troy like that.
Yeah, I did because
I think maybe Vice Versa was on the second album.
Face Off. Third album.
That was on the third album?
Yeah, it was, It was really his second album because we didn't get the first album. We just got the second one. The one with him standing on the cover with the pastor robe on, that's the one we got.
But that the one with Ain't No More Play on it?
Uh-huh. But the first one
Help Me Rhonda and all.
Yeah, all that, yeah. He released that shit like two or three times, about two, three different albums.
Yeah. That one song?
Hell, all three, No More Play and Help Me Rhonda was on two albums. Yeah.
No More Play on that 2001 Face Off.
Mm-hmm. And it's on We Ready. I Declare War.
I thought he came out in 99. Stealing. Oh.
Because I saw him in concert my freshman year at State. He came for homecoming. He did the concert because Noriega was the headliner.
Mm-hmm.
Silk was on before Noriega. Ludacris and Pastor Troy performed at that show. In October 1999.
But Troy was already out because them girls and
yeah, he was. But we didn't know who he was.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, we knew who he was, but I ain't never seen him or none of that.
In person.
Yeah.
But you remember on the senior trip, them girls?
Yeah, we read them girls from Tennessee.
Yeah.
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 There's a bunch of chicks from Memphis.
They was from Memphis?
Uh-huh. They said they was home a hell weaving goatee.
Oh shit!
They was called. What was they calling Dre?
I can't remember.
They was calling Dre something.
But I had pictures of the motherfucker. My mama threw all my pictures away.
Mine too. My mama threw a lot of mine away too because it was nasty pictures in there. He was grabbing the girl. And she cleaned my room. We did all kinds of
shit. Yeah, my mama threw all my shit away. But yeah. Man, like Lil Jon had. I didn't remember. I remember his, but he had like songs.
Mm-hmm.
And the shit they used to play in the club, man. God damn, I like them girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. Who you with? Who you with?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be a better player.
Mm-hmm.
Them shits, boy, my first year in college, I was like, what the fuck is this? I never heard none of them till I got to college. And they became staples in my rotation.
What's one of them songs you be like, throw your sets up? Be a beer. It's another song I like, be a beer.
Throw it up.
Throw it up, yeah.
Throw it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When we wanted to leave early,
mm-hmm.
DJ?
Turn some of that shit on because somebody going to fight.
Yeah, some nigga going to throw some gang signs on.
Yeah, somebody going to fight. Mm-hmm.
Throw it up.
Yeah, man. Shout out to them boys, man.
The last nigga.
Ripping us out.
It's the pastor. Ready to blast.
Okay. And he was on a bunch of them shits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I used to like about Lil Jon, he used to put like Jadakiss on the same song. Mm-hmm. That's Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Like shit like that. I used to love that shit.
I think Styles is on that song.
Styles.
Styles on one of them Pastor Troy songs.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, Lil Jon songs.
Yeah. Styles P on one. Jadakiss on a few of them. Hell yeah, man. The Boots on the Ground craze. Well, the line dancing craze. I've been noticing that I was on my way here today, and Busta Rhymes came on. What's it gonna be? And I don't know why I feel like I saw somebody dancing to that song on the internet. But it sounds so much like that Twista shit. But I know somebody who remade that Twista song that they dancing to.
Just some DJ.
Okay, so somebody just did some
somebody
shit.
Just did
okay,
it. Yeah.
Okay.
They ran with it too.
Yeah, they that shit all over the place.
I wonder if dude getting money from it, the Morgan Wallen. I wonder if he getting money off of that.
More than likely. And that's what I'm thinking. That's what I was trying to see. Cause if I see somebody, if they start with the Busta Rhymes shit, with what's it gonna be, is he gonna get some bread from that?
But see, I don't know if he is, cause
it's Twista getting bread from that shit.
I wonder if any one of them any is. One of them? Cause they just they basically put two or three songs together, right, for that Twista.
I don't
Morgan
know.
Wallen shit, because the Morgan Wallen verse.
He's the country guy, right?
Yeah, he's the country guy with the Twista hook and that beat or whatever. So I don't know.
I don't know either.
They be doing that shit.
Yeah, man. they still fucking with your girl heavy too.
They can't fuck with her too much. She going to the BET Awards.
Hey, man.
Well, there's a few of them going to the BET Awards, though.
Man, but I mean, like y'all said last week, that neck shit.
They be doing that neck shit.
Oh man, that shit be so funny.
Girl. All of them. That dude, the dude that went to stay, he be doing that shit, having his shoulders crunched up, doing the neck, whatever.
That shit so funny.
It's a whole lot of them, man.
That shit so funny now, boy.
Bro, that shit crazy, bro. Like, the most popular people in that shit from South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, right.
The most popular people in that shit from South Carolina.
Like you said, I think you said that that guy from State.
Oh yeah, he did shot the video.
Yeah,
State.
Shot the video. Yeah.
Uh huh. Oh, but the boy from State. Yeah, the kid from State. Yeah, him.
Mm-hmm.
It's another like fat dude. He be dancing too. He kind of popular in it.
Mm-hmm.
Fonte.
Mm-hmm.
He Fonte getting numbers James. In it.
Yep. Shout out to the Jameses.
Yep.
Extended family.
I knew it.
You know it.
And then that girl, them couple of girls, they popular. All the people that really popping.
June and Fonte, daddy classmate.
For real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And his Tasha and Fonte super tight. And my sister Tasha was best friends growing up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, me and Juju, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I used to spend the night at the boy crib, boy, my cousin. And every time I go on Guest Street, if Red goddamn see us, he come to talk to us for at least 20 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Cool. Ain't Sonny was our classmate?
Mm-hmm. Sonny our classmate. Yeah.
Shout out to them changes.
Yeah.
All them right there.
Yeah, man. That's extended family.
Yeah, if you from Darlington.
You extended family. We all related, goddamn.
That damn family there, though. That's a big family.
You motherfucking
you done
right.
dealt with some of them.
Damn right. Yeah, and you fuck them over, they all come.
You goddamn right.
They all come.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah.
They all come. But yeah, Lil Fonte got down on. Yeah.
He going bananas.
Yeah, he a dancing ass little nigga.
Mm-hmm.
They use that shit to manage. Yeah, he a model.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, nigga, shit. That nigga driving one of them flag Corvette about 3 years ago.
For real?
Oh, man. What are you talking about? Hell yeah. If I tell, they doing the big in Columbia. Yeah.
Oh, he in Columbia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. Well, that's where he was at.
And that nigga got an arm. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's all they, all the motherfuckers, all they ever did was play goddamn ball. Uh-huh. That's it. They fast as hell.
Huh?
He used to be a pitcher back
then.
Yeah, and fast. I know he fast.
As a motherfucker.
All them James is fast.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Shortstop, third baseman.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What position Pete play? Second. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pete play second. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I played baseball with all of that hot. How we got super tight.
Shit, and I played on Triple B's with them.
Yeah, man.
When they was lit then.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, man. But the line dance shit going crazy. It's summertime now. So is this the first summer of it really being this big though?
It was big last summer,
but this summer
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's on another level. Like they got step teams that's going places.
They got positive things going with it too, though.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Together.
I be seeing other states be doing like the trail rides or the parties outside and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they be fights and shooting and shit there. But the ones in South Carolina,
cool.
Yeah. They be cool. I'm talking about the one I seen one in Greenville, bro. It was like 8,000 people out there.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They had one big in Florence too. It was big.
Yeah. They say it was about 4 or 5 out there.
4 or 5, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm all for it.
Right.
Shit.
Yeah, man.
Throw Trap Dicky on one of them Boots on the Ground songs.
He been going crazy lately. He been making a couple appearances around the way and shit.
He said something about that in one of his songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
about
about Boots on the
For
Ground.
For
real? Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, he was somewhere close by last night. Or was it the weekend?
Really?
Yeah, he was somewhere close.
Yeah, where was he at? I know he was at Bike Week. He was on stage with Bobo.
That was real big like that.
Yeah, he brought Slum up with him.
Well, I mean, they was on together.
Oh, okay.
Well, because Slum, like, Dez be doing that big stage at Bite Week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know what I'm saying? Slum always be at Dez Club performing.
Yeah.
So I guess he just performed there.
Okay.
Too. And then Trap was down there.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to them South Carolina. Yeah. South Carolina artists and dancers and everybody.
It's a girl. She from like Charleston. She like a singer, and I seen she was in the studio with that Akeem Ali dude.
Oh man, that's my guy.
So she was in the studio with them. So people from all over South Carolina putting.
Yeah, that, these motherfuckers
networking.
Uh-huh. Look, Teddy posted some shit on Facebook one day. Motherfucker said Akeem Ali don't motherfuckers think this nigga be spit. I said because these little niggas don't understand that pimp talk, man.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy was like, yep, they like tricking and goddamn doing drugs. They don't know nothing about being no pimp.
Big tricks.
Yeah, they don't know nothing about that pimp. And I said, so that shit he talking, they ain't trying to understand. They don't even want to hear it.
That reminded me of something one of the pimps said on, I think it was American Pimp. He was like, I don't want my women on drugs. He was like, when women on drugs, the dope man getting the money first.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
right.
Damn.
And then right, bitch, give me my money.
Mm-hmm.
I need my money, man.
Yeah, shout out to them PIs.
Them pimps, man. Don Bishop.
The Archbishop.
Don Magic Wand.
Yes, sir.
That's that nigga.
Green is for the money and gold is for the honey.
Gold is for the honey. Yes, sir.
One thing he said, Don Magic Wand said, he said, I tell my women, I say, I'm going to take care of your food, your clothing, your shelter. I'm going to provide your medical bills. I'm going to take you all over the world. I'm going to provide all these things for you.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is supply the money.
That's it.
Say, God
That's
damn.
It. That's it. You bring me the money, I'm make it all happen for you.
Make it all happen for you.
Yeah. It ain't going to be my money.
I love that pimp shit now.
Yeah, man.
He said, bitch of mine ain't getting a dime.
What, that was, I tagged you and Peter another day. Oh, buddy. Bitch. Take this dollar. Take this $2 and
that Joe Blow the Lover Man. I missed it. I ain't even seen
that shit.
That Joe Blow the Lover Man.
Damn, I like how Joe Blow kick it too.
Joe Blow say, "Bitch, you should be paying me." Yeah. You know what? They took it down. Oh no, they did. Yeah, they did. Yeah. They took it down.
That was from a movie, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh no, they did. Here, go right here. It's from Dolomite.
That's what I was telling
the motherfucker. So I'm Joe Blow, the lover man. Bitch, you should be paying me. Here go $2. Go get some dish. Had a motherfucker fresh for the next time I come through here. Joe Blow, the lover man. Yeah. Hey man, these young boys don't know nothing about that, bro.
Bitch, take these $2.
Yeah,
bitch.
Take these $2, bitch, and go get your dish. And have it motherfucking fresh from
the like, I ain't smooth. Mm-hmm. It is $2, bitch.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Y'all ever seen a Dolomite Eddie Murphy movie?
Uh-huh.
I like that shit.
Yeah. Nigga, I done seen most of Dolomite movies itself. Peter Wheatstraw, one of my favorites. The Devil's Son-in-Law?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that's a fucking classic motherfucking movie, no, man.
70s Jones?
Huh?
70s Jones.
Man, that shit so good though, man. Pause, like, nigga, that shit funny as hell though.
Jones probably got a pair of bell bottoms in his closet.
I don't own no bell bottom. I don't. But that's what they wearing now. Hell, I might as well get me some.
Yeah, they back.
The motherfucker wearing
junk.
But you remember we used to laugh at them niggas with them JCPenney big ass jeans and Junkers?
Uh-huh. JNCO.
That's what them pants look like.
Yeah,
that's
what they wearing them styles.
Yeah,
the girls and the boys.
Yeah. Like, man, get them big wide ass skateboard shits around me,
the
man.
The girls back to wearing like them bag ass jean shorts. Mm-hmm. I seen a couple NBA players walking in, WNBA players walking.
Yeah, man, they try to. The 90s was the flyest shit, man.
No.
90s was the flyest shit.
Some of that bag ass shit we were wearing,
we just ain't got to wear it that big. You wear baggies. We was outrageous with it. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, we was just outrageous with it. It ain't had to be that big.
That's how he dressed. I worked with a dude.
For real?
90s.
All his t-shirts to his knee.
Oh, he got tall tees.
All of them, bro. He got a bunch of colors.
Oh, shit.
Tall tee era was wild.
That was a wild ass era. That was super wild. Yeah.
We went bananas with it.
It went bananas.
Yeah, niggas went crazy with them long
tall tee was too. I hated tall tees.
I couldn't wear them.
They was too long.
I couldn't wear them shit. Yeah, I couldn't wear them shit. I couldn't do it.
That's just stupid.
Good old days, man.
Walk like a cowboy.
Yeah. 90s was the best, though. 90s had to fly. We had to fly shit in the 90s.
Keep your fucking pants up.
We had to fly shit in the 90s, yo.
What part of the 90s? Right.
The whole 90s.
Not the whole 90s.
The early part, then. Because that's when all the light, the bright colors and the biking shorts and...
Right.
Some of the hairstyles for the women.
Nike with
wild.
The wind suits and...
That was cool.
The Harachis and Bo Jacksons. And
the hairstyles for the women was wild. Yeah.
Barclays.
Deion Sanders and all that.
Deion Sanders, the early 90s. From 1995, the fashion was just crazy.
The dude fashion was Jordans. Better. The women fashion was trash.
I mean, but women was fashion they now, was wearing.
They made some shit.
Yeah, but they was designing their own clothes.
Right. Yeah, but now they got the jeans and the clothes now, and you can see really the shape of the butts back then.
Oh no!
Butt shape went
Yeah, because
got lucky.
Yeah,
yeah.
You was a whore because your pants was that tight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had that bag of shit.
Mm-hmm. Man, good old days, man.
Scrunch up at the damn bottom.
I'm gonna go home and watch some old Rap City episodes.
Go right ahead. See that damn them hairstyles looking fucked.
Oh man, them hairstyles was the shit. Salt and Pepper got them.
Nah, that's '80s.
Late '80s.
I'm talking about '90s.
Going into the '90s.
Hard hairstyles.
Them girls rocked. Got them early scrunches. '90s.
All that shit. All the buns and all that. Buns.
Oh no, that wasn't until about '94.
I'm saying '90s.
Yeah, '94, '95 when the buns and all that gel and shit was going crazy.
Yeah,
and finger waves and shit.
All niggas had was a Caesar. Fades.
Nah, niggas had boxes.
'90s? With no,
yeah.
Mid to late '90s.
Mid to late '90s. It was
boxes was.
It was not. It was nappy heads by then.
No, niggas had fade. Nas was out.
Yeah.
Niggas wanted to be like
Nas.
With the
Nas was about the only one that had a Caesar. Nas AZ.
Ball heads.
Boot camp clip. Onyx had ball heads.
I ain't really fuck with boot camp click like that.
Yeah, they had locks and shit. Yeah.
Cornrows.
I ain't really fuck
with cornrows.
Dusty
niggas. Yeah, that's what was popping.
Wu Tang got a pass, but Dusty, I ain't Y'all need some get money niggas. I want to look like some get money niggas.
Right. Oh, man.
Niggas looking dusty.
Oh, man.
Smoking that bad weed.
Mm. Oh, God. Hello?
Uh-oh.
Okay, say hello to the world.
Okay.
You on the show.
Oh, hey, Wow.
Man, get off my phone. Wow.
She gonna cuss you.
Yeah.
You on the show for real, huh?
Yeah, what? she don't even know it. I'm gonna play it for her.
Play it back.
But yeah, 90s was the shit, man. Fuck that shit.
That can be.
90s was the shit, man.
It was pretty.
You tripping.
You had a good time in the 90s.
90s was the shit, man.
Shout out to NBA Live.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna pivot to this list real quick.
Okay.
We gonna I've been wanting to talk about this one since before my hiatus, but got a chance to talk about it now. God damn. Somebody in a hurry.
Challenging you, Wally.
Yeah, they see Wally car, they want to race. So Complex did a list of I need to email you this one too.
Nah, go ahead.
22 twos is the name of the article.
Huh?
It's called 22 twos, okay. Ranking the best hip hop duos of all time.
Boy, we know who number one is.
Who number one?
Outkast.
You think so?
Of course.
Okay.
I wrote with that too.
Okay.
Who you gonna say? UGK?
All right, number 22.
8 Ball and MJG.
Number 22 is Black Sheep.
Okay.
You don't remember Black Sheep? You remember Black Sheep? No?
What's his name? Dez and something?
Drez. And Mr. Long.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't remember? You
come remember? On, who's that Black Sheep?
Okay. Black sheep. You remember that one song? You remember that one?
Yes, you can get with song. This, you can get with that.
That's the only song you remember?
Because that was kind of whack. Nah, that was where it's at. I don't know about that. Yeah. What else they had? You think it too
I heard
long.
You got the fever for the flavor.
It sounds like a Doritos commercial.
Yeah. They came out before the Doritos commercial.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So Doritos took it from them. They probably
might have got paid.
Yeah. Number 21, La Trim.
That's Angie Stone now?
Nah, it's the two chicks out of Florida.
Yeah, that was a bad song.
We like the cars that go boom.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen this list, but go ahead.
Twin is the Dog Pound, Corrupt and Daz.
The Eastsiders ain't on this list.
City Girls, number 19.
Damn. We did talk about this list.
No, we
did. We did?
Helter Skelter, number 18.
What was the list we talked about with City Girls, and we was like, the City Girls probably should be up there because
it was
the female group,
the Lizzie,
females.
Yeah, with the though it was because the Migos was on that same list.
Yeah. So maybe it was groups of all time.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Helter Skelter, number 18.
Coco Brothers.
Ruck and Rock. No.
Helter Skelter is
Ruck and Rock. Sean Price.
Smith and Wesson is the Coco Brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pete Rock and CL Smooth, number 17. Blackalicious, number 16. Mm-hmm. Run the Jewels, number 15. Camp Lo, number 14. Go ahead, give it up.
What you think I'm going to say?
I know you don't like them niggas.
I didn't say I don't like them niggas.
I know you don't like them niggas.
No, they just got one song.
They got a couple more songs. They got some dope
the
shit.
Cheap, but he be sipping on my red dye.
This list came out earlier this year. Jeez. Like April.
The Sunny Cheap, but he be sipping on my red dye. I ain't knew what I'm a red was back then.
They got a song called Black damn, what's my song?
Black Hollywood?
It's Black Black Connection. It's called The Black Connection. That's my shit. I just like the beat so fucking gangster, man. I know Beloved ain't never heard it before though.
The what?
Black Connection.
Probably did.
I don't see how they. I wouldn't have ranked them before. Yeah, this is it right here. I wouldn't have ranked them higher than they Run the Jewels though. Peep this story. That's your boy Sonny Chiba. Geechee Sweet.
He got a voice on like him and Pusha talk alike. Who else is on here?
On that song?
No, on the list.
Oh, DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince number 13.
Do that count as a duo?
I guess back then.
Yeah.
Cause who else was on there? P Rock and CL Smooth really shouldn't count as a duo.
P Rock used to rap though.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm. No, CL Smooth.
No, P Rock.
P Rock, P Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, CL Smooth.
CL Smooth was the rap.
The other dude, yeah.
P Rock did the beats, but he rapped too.
He did, okay.
Yeah. DJ. Now, with Jazzy Jeff and Fred, you got a point.
That's like making Run DMC a trio.
But you know, that's why they didn't make the list, them or Salt and Pepper.
Oh, because they called them a trio?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, well, okay.
So it's like two people.
So Airbnb and Rakim probably number four or something.
Yeah, they should be up there. Yeah. Beat Nuts number 12.
Beat Nuts. Doo, 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 doo.
Nah, that shit.
Doo, 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 doo.
Off the Books is my favorite song by them niggas.
Off the Books.
Yeah. That's the shit that had Pun in it. Man, soon as B-Love play it, you're gonna be like, oh, this shit? Now, Beat Nuts had a song called Do You Believe? That I like first. This shit right here.
Oh yeah, this, yeah, yeah. Most definitely.
Pun went the fuck crazy on this shit.
Well, who got doo 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 doo?
That's them too. Get money, this get money. Books? Yeah, that's off the books.
Why well, I thought the name was a song.
Yeah, that's off the books.
Is this the song I'm thinking about?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the same beat, basically.
Basically, they all had that Latin-driven shit.
These is Puerto Ricans.
And what this is right here?
This is Watch Out Now.
This Watch Out Now. Watch Out Now and Do You Believe was on like a maxi type single.
Why do I feel like
Do You Believe was my shit? I used to play the fuck out of that shit.
I'm pitching niggas crossing somebody up right now. Oh baby. Skip to my loo. Spider do what Spider does. Ali Mo. Oh baby, the Escalade.
Yeah, I used to listen to these niggas heavy.
This was he was on Raucous Records.
Mm-hmm. No,
who them was
I don't
on?
Think
Loud. Who one of
I
them?
I think they was on Loud.
Yeah, one of them.
Cause they was with Pun them.
This.
They all important. Fat Joe them. All them niggas. Yeah.
This sound like this is on the Hand One mixtape music. Yeah, that da da da. Yeah. Da. You better.
No, that shit came on a couple weeks ago. I was in the car going fucking crazy. That shit used to beat like hell in my little Honda. You hear me?
Ooh, they got an instrumental up here.
Boom.
This beat right here should be Jones' intro music.
Pun went absolutely fucking bananas.
It encapsulates everything. Encapsulates everything about.
Got a big nine, Pun. Got a big nine.
Do he say something about Italy and Diddly?
Nah, he don't do all that.
Not on that one.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Put the stash on, mask on.
Who after the Beat Nuts?
Black Star. Most Def and Talib. Yeah. Now they was rockers. And they
was rockers
the,
records.
That's the mixtape, right? That's the mixtape era for sure. Dead Prez number 10.
Ooh. Is that kind of high for Dead Prez?
I think so.
But you know, that's that hip hop shit. Them niggas be into that shit like that.
I mean,
Clips number 9.
Okay.
You heard their new song?
It's alright.
You like it?
It's alright. I ain't played it twice.
I ain't listened to it in the car yet.
I played that song and then I put Trap Dicky right back on. They go Trap.
That's Dead Prez, right?
He used to feel no pain. Dave Chappelle had a lot to do with their them getting noticed, I think.
You think so?
Because remember, he did that block party shit. He had all them niggas on that shit.
But I don't think they got no bigger after that. It was a concert of dusty niggas. Yeah, praise.
But you know, but Chappelle is a backpack type. He love them backpack niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Shoes might be bent up just a little bit.
Yeah,
too
he
much.
Love them backpack niggas, man. Niggas,
they get the shoes and they wear them.
But shit, but he, fuck this out of was shoes. This was his intro music on the Chappelle show.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I don't know.
So if anything, they got that from that. Like they he made them. If they make a lot of money, they made enough fucking with they.
Yeah, true.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I just it's still
a fucking world where this shit is what it is. Like yeah, we don't live in that world. Yeah,
no, this song is classic.
Yeah, but they got other songs that niggas, you know, listen to that we'll never listen to.
What's that song they got with Jay-Z?
I can't remember.
Let me see. It might not be on here. Oh hell yeah, that's it.
Is grinding Clips best song or toughest song?
I don't know if it's their best song.
It's just their most commercial,
popular song.
Most popular, most commercial.
Most commercials is some shit they did with Justin Timberlake or some shit. Who after that?
EPMD.
That was Clips, wasn't it? Or you passed Clips?
Yeah, he passed Clips. Yeah, Clips number 9. Mm-hmm. Okay, EPMD number 8.
Okay.
MOP number 7.
No.
Right. They ain't got no business
in them. They ain't got no business in the top 10.
Right.
We happen to be them fly niggas. Don't try niggas. Do or die niggas.
What song that is?
It's on the Streets is Watching soundtrack.
They might have. Out of all of them, though, I don't know. Annie Up might be the most commercial out of them top 10 so far.
That's what it is, too.
Because that song be in all the movies, all something the, exciting yeah, happening.
All the
somewhere.
Basketball that's, games, that's football
games. A basketball game.
And they use their voices or whatever.
That's you right there. Ain't that you right there?
Let's be clear.
That's me love right there. Folk flag.
I don't even talk like that anymore.
I know you don't. You look like him though.
No. No.
Oh, they favor though. You got to catch Folk Flex with a hat on. He don't really wear hats no more. Like don't. He wears Scullies most of the time. I see him. He have a Scully.
Man, yeah. I told you about the time I was at a delivering to some place, and another truck driver, he had came out. He was like, now you know who you look like, right? He was like, come on, bro. You know, like, I don't even got to say it. I was just like, chill out, man.
Straight up.
So he,
all day.
So I got unloaded or whatever, and I was about to get in my truck, and he come hollering out his window. All right, Funk Flex. I was like, chill out. He's like, you know who you look like, right? I'm like, chill out, bro. But anyway.
Oh, man.
I guess, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if they should. Cause this song right here,
play that Blood, Sweat and Tears.
I don't
play that Blood, Sweat and Tears, man.
Oh, that belly, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's the only place I've heard that song
though. I know. That's what makes it so fucking great.
No.
Shit, to me.
I would have
I
to
mean,
hear
I've
it
listened
else.
To it after that. You know what I'm saying? But that was the first place I ever heard it. Never heard this shit nowhere else.
What happened on this part? When this was
he
on
he was pulling up to the crib.
Right.
Who was
ex was? Ex was pulling up this house.
The police was there.
When the police was at his crib.
Oh, and he
hit the verse, got the fuck back out. Went pick Nas up.
I wanna watch Belly again, but I don't want to throw up.
What you mean?
Cause I don't want it to be like I try to watch so Stay Private and Friday was on like the other night.
Uh-huh.
And so Friday was on. I was like, well, I know Friday by heart.
Yeah.
Right. Let me turn the State Property. Uh-huh. And it was just big clothes and beans. Beans acting bad.
Right, tough guy.
These rings represent. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
It was tough.
All about the money.
Yeah.
Get down to later. What hand you rolled up with? Shut up, baby boy.
Right.
Blizz, what hand you roll up with?
You gonna get down or you gonna lay down?
Earl.
Like,
that is just shit.
Oh, that's a Philly. That's a Philly word.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yo,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm still debating them on the MLP shit that be. Was it seven?
Yeah.
But what you saying make you throw it, though?
Belly, because I don't want to get. I used to love Belly.
Right.
But Belly. It ain't like the clothes ain't that big. Well,
not the clothes. It's just the acting in the movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Nas and T-Boz was the worst.
They were
Africa's Farm.
Yo, we gotta get out of here.
Yeah,
nigga shot me, yo.
Yo,
nigga shot me, yo. Let's just kill that nigga though, son. Let's killed that nigga. Let's just go to Africa.
But yeah, man, eight by
MJ. Read no books. So we can eat no books.
Nah,
this is wild shit.
2025. That shit, that line is super fucking funny.
Yo, son,
the shorty can't eat no books.
The little kid that got the gun. Yo, yo, kid. Yo, shit got mad wild.
Yeah. I shot this nigga.
Right, he shot 380. Yeah. He like five.
Yeah,
it was like
shot this nigga on the roof, son. Yo, check your pockets, son. It's yours. Come on, man.
Hey, I don't give a fuck. That white Avery Red said nigga had on it. That scene.
The young boy.
Who? Yeah. No, Nas.
Nas said on the white.
Yes, sir. That
the
was
young boy had on the Avery Red too,
he
right?
He did. I think he did. But Nas shit was so fucking tough, man.
What else was in that movie?
Meth with the yellow joint.
Yeah.
Then pulling off from the strip club in the bubble X with the Lorenzo spinning and burning out.
Knowledge bone. What's the science,
what's
baby?
The science, baby? Oh, okay, back to it, y'all. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
8 Ball MJG, number 6.
Okay.
Eric B. Rakim, number 5. UGK, number 4.
Mm.
Gangstar, number 3.
That's crazy.
Gangstar.
Yeah. Premier and Guru. Mobb Deep, number
2.
And
Outkast, number
1. And Outkast is number 1.
Of course, Outkast number
1. I knew that already, you know.
Yeah.
I just want, you know. But 8 Ball MJG being
Gangstar can get
being 6.
You think so?
Yeah.
You said they should be what?
Like slid down a little bit.
Like 7 or something?
They're in the top 10, though. I'll give them that. Mm-hmm.
Who you think need to be in the top 10 that wasn't in the top 10?
That's a good damn question, brother.
I feel like.
What you feel?
Passing the ball to somebody.
in this motherfucking poses. Who you want? You think somebody?
I mean, it's cool. I thought MOP probably needed to slide down some, but with
So would you slide in the 9 and then slide up? Pause.
Who?
EPMD and Clips?
I don't think Clips put... Well, because MOP ain't really put out that much, but that one song might be bigger than... Bigger than the beat on the desk, Grinding. But shit, what happened to that boy?
What happened to that boy?
Beep, beep, beep. But that was a baby song, though.
It was.
I guess it's I don't know.
You cool with UGK being at 4?
No.
So Eric B. and Rakim should be ranked higher than them? No.
If you go for,
I like Paid in Full better than
just
about anything
UGK got?
Yeah.
Woo. Damn. Jesus, boy, you should cut me deep, boy.
That's pretty.
God damn.
That's pretty heavy.
Now, Paid in Full is a dope ass song, but goddamn, over anything UGK got?
Like, got the gold BBSs on
you
that
ain't got, you don't got to explain it to me.
What UGK got better than
I was
that?
Outside when this shit was out.
Outside playing in the yard.
I was outside, though. Nigga, what, my sister was having yard parties and all with this shit. Was like,
what do UGK got that's on this level?
That's on this level?
Yeah. Don't say Pocket Full of Stones.
I'm not gonna say that. I wanna say Murder. It's either Murder or One Day You're Here. One of them two.
Do International Player Anthem count?
No. That's too late in the game. I'm going early. I'm going all goddamn Riding Dirty. I pick something about Riding Dirty. Murder.
Even if you said
Diamonds and Wood.
Even if you said
41 million.
But this is my personal opinion, though. You
even if you
saying?
Said, let me see.
Now, this shit right here, different. It's roll up. This is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny. Stop smiling. Still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn because I'm righteous.
If you just
I feel great.
The damn
but baby,
numbers,
I might just search international for players. Five. If I strive, maybe I'll stay alive.
What is this got?
41?
You can't.
This 10 years old. This 15, 20 years older than International Player Anthem. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of motherfuckers after fucking 95 really probably don't even know who Rakim is.
I don't even like International Players Anthem better than the Project Pat version.
I choose you.
Yeah.
I mean, but this shit right here is you. Like you can't. I can't deny nothing you saying. This is a dope ass song, but this shit right here.
This is a hard beat though.
Man, this shit right here, Pimp C go, man, Pimp C a rapping ass nigga. And Bud don't do nothing but come in and goddamn ride that beat goddamn like a goddamn Clydesdale cook.
Yeah, they killed this shit.
I'm talking about this shit, man. I'm still Pimp C, bitch. So what the fuck is up? Putting powder on the street because I got big fucking nuts coming back from Louisiana. Fleetwood lag. It got the bees in the bag. Got the pound going for four because you know I just paid two. Nigga brought 30 from me, so I fronted 42. Hey, ain't talking that dope game got there.
This a hard one.
Yeah.
This might be
but,
closer.
But I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
So UGK was what, number four?
Yeah.
And Airb and Rakim was?
Number
three?
No, Airb and Rakim number five. Now Airb and Rakim, like, this nigga, like, Move the Crowd is like one of my favorite songs by this nigga, by Airb and Rakim.
I'll leave it where that just because of International Players Anthem.
Okay.
4 and 5, 5 and 4.
Gangsta number 3. Yeah, but Mobb Deep and Outkast 1 and 2. I can't argue with that because you arguably got the best duo out of the South
and the North.
Right.
In the same era.
Yeah,
too.
But and the crazy shit is that the South took over like right when they came out around the same time. Yeah, they both came out around the same
Outkast
time.
Outkast came all the way up.
Outkast, they music evolved so much, and they did so many different things with strings, and
it still took them about 9 years to take over. Really,
yeah, but Mobb Deep still they kept their sound, like they never strayed away from their sound.
Most people don't though.
Yeah, I know, but Outkast just pushed the envelope. They kept pushing it.
Like it ain't no Outkast album. That sound like the last
don't none of them sound like the one before.
It's like a story.
Yeah. Don't none of them sound like nothing like the other one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that was a pretty good list.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy shit, the boys never did a song together.
Outkast and Mobb Deep.
Yeah. They never did a song together.
What this beat discovered?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Mm-hmm. That's how the movie come on.
Uh-huh.
But see, that's what Havoc would do. This type of shit Havoc did when it came to beats. You know what I'm saying? Flip a movie beat. Some shit they used to watch all the fucking time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna rap across that motherfucker.
Shit worked though.
Yeah, it did. Then they go grab the boy Nas and put him on the joint. Nas was teetering between the greatest. You know, it was the best rapper. It's on Murder Music.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of the song?
Yeah.
It's Mine.
It's Mine, yeah. It's on the 99. The album came out in 99. Crazy shit is they put this song right like two songs before Quiet Storm. Still think they should have put them back to back. That would have made the album flow a little bit better at the end, because they put a song in between them, if I ain't mistaken. But yeah, like, can't deny Mobb Deep being number two. Can't deny it at all. What they did, when they came out, how they came out, everything about them, just introducing that part of Queens to us. Nas had already opened our eyes to it, but they came with the motherfucker. Motherfucker say, I'm from Queensbridge. Queensbridge niggas don't play. Good niggas, just stay out of my way. He can't talk to these young niggas. He said that Prodigy say that shit and Give Up the Goods. Said, tell these young niggas, man, crime don't pay. Niggas look at me and say, Queensbridge don't play. Do your thing, I do mine, kids. Stay out of my way.
Holy moly, guacamole.
Yeah, like, nigga, fuck out of here. That's them young boys. That's why I don't talk to them young niggas in dollars and dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nigga, y'all niggas, man, come on, man. They say, nigga, what? All right, cool. We good. I'm out. Going back to where I belong.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
They but, get too loud, you gotta get up out of there.
Of course, Outkast got the highest selling rap album of all time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The speaker box a little below.
Diamond.
Yeah, they'll never. Eminem got a few diamond joints. He got. I don't know if he got a diamond album, though. But I know. Have
diamond singles.
Yeah, Drake just got two new certifications, too.
Singles?
Two new diamond certifications. Best I Ever Had, and something else. But he's so far off the radar right now.
He about to come out with something.
I hope so.
I forgot what it's called, the Iceman or some shit.
I hope it worth a fuck. That's all I hope. I just hope it worth a fuck. Cause I hope he rapping. You think he rapping? You think he rapping?
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care. Let me tell you, we don't care.
Just make good music.
That's it. Yeah, but rap, nigga.
I know what you want to say.
I hope so.
I don't give a fuck. Kendrick done smoke that nigga. I got to do a deep dive in this new beef, though.
What's the new beef?
With the beef with Joey Badass and all them niggas. I got to, because somebody else just dropped another song. So I got to do a deep dive and go all the way back and just see what's been going on.
Yeah, I ain't been keeping up with none of that.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man. Y'all send us email. Let us know how you feel about that list, man. Complex. I have another list for you next time I come in. I don't want to talk about that one today. But we gonna go down memory lane real quick, dig in the crates. And we're going to talk about an album that came out 20 years ago. Ooh, what year is this? 2025? Yeah, so 20 years ago, 3-6 Mafia dropped When the Smoke Clear. Ooh, woo. I'm going to go ahead and get this one out of the way early because I don't know. I don't want to miss nothing. But yeah. This might be one of the most impactful albums in the South around that time.
Which one?
When the Smoke Clears. This shit had the absolute craziest. I'm talking about Weak Ass Bitch, I'm So High, Mafia Niggas.
That Mafia Niggas, something serious.
From the Back, Fuck Y'all Hoes, Where the Cheese At, Tongue Ring, Barn You Bitches was my shit. What You Know With Big Gip. Nigga, this shit right here. And we just talked about this, about being not on the Posse Cut list. You gotta put this on the Posse Cut list.
Who run it?
Put your signs in their face. Gang signs in their face.
Damn, who run it? It was some clubs in Florence, I think.
Man, who run it? Because they took that song and put it on the Hypnotized Mind Camp Posse album. That Who Run It, Ass and Titties, all that blew up on that album. But this shit right here, dog, we played so many Spade. Dog, my table got broke to this motherfucking album.
Oh,
my fucking nigga broke my fucking kitchen table to
this
shit.
To this right here.
We playing cards, either that weak ass bitch came on, and somebody had old fire got their hair. A motherfucker that stood up talking shit, and they went to slapping cars and bang my damn table, bloop, bloop, right damn. On the floor.
Yeah. They get you another one?
Hell no. We got another one, but they didn't.
Y'all was
get
in
it.
College.
Yeah, we was in college. Yeah, like these did 3-6 Mafia in the project, but like, oh, we was on this shit so goddamn heavy around they man at Orangeburg. And them Orangeburg niggas loved it because them boys talking about Tootin' Snuff. Mm. Them boys heavy on that cocaine use now. You know what I mean?
That's ironic. A thing just came out said DJ Paul was 18 months sober.
Bro.
He was a dope using
scoundrel. That's all Pat you talk about. Snort a quarter ball so I can stay on my feet.
That's what you say on this one. All you non-smokers, non-snorters.
Get fuck about this shit, bitch. Is it real sipping ass, pouring up ass, what? Getting high ass?
Yeah. Okay. I'll be at the door.
Yes, sir.
Snort a quarter ball.
Dog.
God.
Dog, this
you can't do that. No,
this shit. Dog, anytime I hear this shit, all I can think about is Orangeburg. Anytime this song come on, anywhere I'm at, I was like, God damn, boy, this is a hell of a time, boy. Whoo, shit.
When do we say that came out?
Say what came out?
This album.
2000?
No, I'm saying what? Do you have what? Do it say what month?
June.
You just know it came out. It say June?
June 13th.
Just say April 11th. Or maybe that's just the track.
It must be the song.
Let me see. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that Chevy. That got that Chevy car.
That's why you like it.
With them 15s and them all. Whoa, whoa.
What did you say you did with that car?
I sold it to J. Charles.
You remember how much you sold it for?
Mm-hmm.
$3,000? More than that?
Mm-mm. Less.
$2,000? 15?
Something like that.
$1,250?
Something like that. Between 12 and 15, somewhere.
In a site? In a quarter?
I had had 180,000 miles on it.
Oh.
Yeah. I tore that bitch up.
Yeah, all that damn rattling.
All that riding. Nigga, my daughter lived in Charleston.
And that rattling too. That wasn't that far from Orangeburg though.
It wasn't, but shit, it was when you had to bring that motherfucker to Darlington every time you pick up.
Oh.
She ain't wanna go to my house, she wanna go to grandma's house.
Oh.
Yeah. Them boys had a song called Take a Bump, cuz.
It was some party money.
What you call it on heroin?
Who?
One of them boys is on heroin.
Crunchy Black.
And what's the other one? He died.
I don't remember him.
He was a hypnotized nigga.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I just don't remember his name.
What's his name? He used to have a shit in his nose. He used to have a little nose shit.
Yeah,
I think he was on heroin.
His name. Boom, boom. Boy, this album, this might be, I don't know, B Love, this might be one of the toughest albums got there around 2000, bro. This might be one of, because we used to play the absolute hell out of this. I'm talking about the whole mother. Play the I'm So High for me real quick. Where the cheese at? Man, motherfucker green, yeah, goddamn dope. Dog, oh my God, boy, my Chevy used to play the bad. Shout out to my dog, Renz. I know Renz gonna listen to this show, and when we get to this part, I ain't even gonna call. I'm gonna talk to him and tell him he gotta listen, but I ain't gonna tell him why. But man, that was the 3-6 Mafia listen to this nigga. I fucking know. Oh my God. Anything Project Pat?
Yeah.
That nigga go, bro. But and probably, I guarantee you right now, if he got a CD change in his car, it's a Project Pat or 3-6 Mafia CD stuck in that bitch at some point.
Dang.
I promise you. And I'm going to see if he'll email and tell us.
He like pop.
I'm telling you.
Like that?
Dog, he love this music.
Right.
He just like 3-6 Mafia, anything they made.
That nigga
had Choices album. Yeah. Like, he had all the albums that came out with that shit.
That was a movie too.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he was
the movie.
Yeah, he was in. He was a 3-6 Mafia. He loved this
that
shit.
That was Jason.
Give me just one more hizzy. Who that?
Jason.
Jason.
Singleton.
Yeah.
That boy said bang.
Uh-huh. Shit, before, yeah, cause, yep. After I, well, before I left, we was on that, we was at Juvenile Heavy. We was on the Hot Boy shit heavy.
That boy had a sister.
Yeah, yes he did. Yes he did, but yeah, man. But yeah, man, Ren's on. This shit come on now, Ren. All he gonna do is got that's gonna sit in the car, got there, go to bounce. That's gonna be bouncing, bro. Anytime you play some shit around him, bro. Give me something with no sleep. This nigga have about 5 verses on the whole album.
Oh shit.
That Crunchy Black right there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He ain't do too much rapping. He was the dancer though, wasn't he?
Straight up crook.
He was the dancer, yeah.
Hype man.
Hell yeah, man. Tongue ring, boy. Oh God. Everybody their grandma them girls went and got their tongue pierced.
Went fool with it.
Know what that shit mean, ain't it good?
Right.
You know what that shit mean, ain't it? Oh, you got a tongue ring? Oh shit. What get my number. Get my number, man. How that shit used to go, man. Yeah, man. So if y'all get a minute this week, or maybe an hour, let me see how long the album is. You get about an hour, drop this motherfucker in there and play this motherfucker from beginning to end. I'll skip if you want to, but there's some shit on this motherfucker album, buddy.
That song come on after this one, too.
Mm-hmm. Mafia Niggas.
Yeah. All I smell like smoke, yeah, that motherfucker.
15 years ago.
Nah, that's it, man.
That's all you had?
Yeah, that's it, man. Oh, I mean, well, yeah, 15 years. Plies dropped some shit, but the only song I ever remember off that shit was Becky, so I ain't want to talk about that shit.
Becky.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was a. When he dropped that song, it was important to say, but yeah. These motherfuckers now, boy, the shit they do on social media, Becky ain't nothing. Mm-hmm. That shit, they get with Becky.
Yeah, Beckett rated PG-13.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, but shout out to 3-6 Mafia, Project Pat, and the whole Hypnotized Mind camp, man. We appreciate the soundtrack for the early 2000s, for sure. I left it last week and listened to what I said I was going to listen to. Let me pull it up.
Mobb Deep and...
No, it was something else. It was something I said I was gonna listen to. Oh,
Big Timers.
Yeah, I pulled up to your mom crib banging that shit.
Big Timers and Jeezy.
Yeah, I listened to Big Timers.
I did listen to Jeezy last.
Yeah, I did listened too. To Big Timers. Yeah, I like listening to the mixtape, the Jeezy mixtape. I don't like listening to the album. I like listening to the and they got that shit on the streaming shit too.
It was somebody what I was listening to. Who used to be DJ Smalls?
I don't know.
DJ Smalls.
Somebody ran with him, like, say, like, Future and, what's the damn DJ? John Damn.
DJ Smalls.
Who was he carrying? Like, Drama was Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Future was, fuck.
Shit, he from, he used to do the Southern Smoke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a mix with...
Shorty Low?
Don't make me lie.
Southern Smoke Radio. He still got a radio station on satellite radio.
Who?
DJ Small. That might be. Young Buck Ludacris. Master P Lil Wayne. With all them niggas.
Might have been Lil Wayne then.
Mm-hmm.
Cause that was from that Big Timers spinoff.
Mm.
That's what it was, yeah. Okay, so I was playing Big Timers.
Mm-hmm.
And it spent off to DJ Small, but a lot of DJs don't get that much burn on Spotify, stuff mm-hmm. like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it shocked me just to see. I forgot what cut that was.
So yeah, he
some good shit though.
He been around for a minute.
Then that nose ass DJ on Spotify for me. Don't tell me you listen to Future a lot.
He said what?
Yeah, it gets stupid, man. It's hold on, I'm gonna go to this shit.
You listen to Future a lot, huh?
Yeah. It'll say, hold on, I'm gonna see if it say something stupid. It got a DJ.
Tell you listen to Future a lot. Damn.
He'd be like, okay, so we're going to get in there. And he'd just take off.
Oh, man.
Stupid shit. The damn technology is bananas.
All right, beloved. So, a couple weeks, Project Pat coming to the city. You think he gonna preach a rap?
Oh, that nigga rapping all the cuss words
at the music farm.
I wonder what he gonna do. I hope he do some of that Project Pat. I went with though.
What you went with Project Pat? Me.
Some of it.
Run the train.
Nah, I mean some of that shit.
You ain't wanna hear that Run the Train.
I don't even know that.
You don't know that off Gator Green. Let's call the boys. Let's run a train.
Yeah, I ain't with that.
Let's run a train.
He said, yeah, I ain't with that shit.
Let's
yeah, people train. Like Mr. Don't Play.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I like
Landon Smackdown.
Landon Smackdown.
Yeah, you would like Landon Smackdown.
Still riding clean, making cheesy, get my dick sued. Yeah, that was mine right there. Yeah, I like Landon Smackdown.
Get it green. What, let's see.
Get it green, my shit. That gold shine. Oh, that gold shine so goddamn tough.
Yeah, them three, the main three that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Get it green, Mr. Don't Play.
He got to do I Choose You, though. If he don't do that, I'm going to have a problem.
I don't think he going to do it.
Fucking with my loop.
Is he really a preacher, late, though?
Oh, your child support.
No, he ain't no preacher. His daddy, he just go around talking to people in jail.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think he really doing no preaching.
She always give me half of that for my car. Nope.
The song that I really think he should do, but I don't think he'll do, is 90 Days.
Nah, he probably ain't gonna do it.
It was a hot summer's night. I was kicking it with Gangsta. Fred out of Hyde Park, rolling, chasing paper.
He ain't gonna do it.
Man, that was my shit.
He passed that part of his life, man.
Hey, he passed all these parts.
Nah, man, fuck all that. Crooked by the book, baby.
Yeah, 90 days at the pimp farm. That ain't shit.
Long as he do Gorilla Pimp, we good.
Three bags and a firearm.
Long as he do Gorilla Pimp, I'ma be straight. And the life we live.
He might do Make That Ass Clap.
He got, you know he gonna do that. You know he gonna do that. Chicken Head. He gonna do all the shit that he had a video for.
That life we live is top notch on.
I think Life We Live and Gorilla Pimp, I need them to cut.
Doom, 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 doom. Take the charge.
Cheese and Dope. We might do Cheese and Dope.
Out there. I need to do Out There too.
If you ain't from my hood, get the fuck from around her.
Yeah, right. He need to do that Out There too.
That on his top 10 list.
He need to do that Out There. He need to do yeah. But I'm looking forward to it. So it's on a Friday.
Damn.
That's gonna be
I don't know, man, cause my Project Pat songs might be different than the ones he play, and I might be disappointed.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Yeah, that piss you off right there.
Cause did Juvenile miss?
Nope, he didn't miss.
He did.
He just didn't do the whole song. He didn't do the verses we wanted to do.
Did he do
he ain't do the man with Young Turk when I was there. I think he did it at the beach when Turk was there.
Oh, he did at the beach.
I think he did when Turk was there.
Yeah, that's a song that I love right there.
I'm a state thugging. How I leave is how I leave.
When I say something.
Just believe is how I be, motherfucker.
Yeah, I said it, nigga. I mean it.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, but
follow me now to a world of stress. Well, ooh, that's my shit right there.
Turk, now that. To me, that's Turk hardest verse ever. That verse on that song,
he
went fucking bananas.
Cause that's on 400, right?
No, that's on G-Code.
G-Code.
Mm-hmm.
He got a hard verse on. Don't he got a hard verse on 400 too?
He might. I don't even remember.
I might have to listen to G-Code.
That goddamn that number 14. That the man shit. That nigga went the fuck out. I'm a head buster.
I got that on the playlist.
Yeah, that's my shit, man. But yeah, man. We can get out of here, man. Shout out to my boy D Dada. He hit me up and said, "Man, y'all boys, I appreciate that long pod." I said, "Nigga, we was just in there talking. We forgot how much time we was talking." But yeah, man, that's how I usually get when we miss a month. And goddamn, just get back in here and just start talking, man. It's gonna be a couple more like that this summer if my producer allowed me to. Yeah. Got left. If my producer allow me to, man, we gonna get a couple of them joints off, man.
What was that song?
The Man. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, man. But Peasy.
Yo.
As always, I appreciate you, man.
Appreciate
y'all. Tell them where they can find you, brother.
Preach_BP on social media and every Monday and Wednesday on the DJ Blaze.
Make sure y'all go check out the last.
Yeah, because y'all boys was on there.
DJ Blaze show, because we was on there.
Well, not the last, the next
one. Yeah, the next to the last, week before last. Whenever you hear this, goddammit, it's 2 weeks.
Last week.
It was 2 weeks, goddammit. Yeah.
But, not Mondays, but last Mondays.
And we on YouTube, so go check us out. Let me know if I need to up my my lotion use or something. Yeah,
put that lotion on, bro.
Yeah,
what is
man.
It? Like, share, subscribe.
Yeah, man. Like, share, subscribe.
Hey, you
man.
Guys.
Yeah, man. June, appreciate you as always, brother. Tell them where they can find you, man.
Hey, man. All the time with y'all guys.
Oh, man.
All the time.
Yeah, y'all can email us at musicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Hit me on Instagram @musicjonespodcast on there as well. JP Jones 81 is my personal page. That's all y'all need. Y'all ain't hitting me up on no social media anyway, man. Philly, High Star, appreciate y'all as always. I know y'all listening, man.
Shut up,
Renzo,
guys.
My boy. I told him about Project Pat. He said he coming too.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he said
if
he
Renzo
coming
come
too.
I go.
He said he coming too.
If Renzo come
out. Oh, I told you, dog. That nigga there is a boy. I said, man, Project Pat gonna be a juicy. He said, I'm there. I'm there.
Before you even get it up.
He ain't gonna be up around his way?
No, I don't think so. I just clicked on the link and it said he's gonna be at the Music Farm, and that's all I needed to see. At the Senate. So I was like, shit, that's it. That's all I needed to see. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, y'all holler at us, man. We appreciate y'all for listening. Till next time. Peace. Never roam without my weapon. I said, don't kill. Tied up with bananas, I show no fear. What you bought, we can handle. I'm real as they came. A untamed gorilla, foul busting your brains. Whoever be with you, I have no picks. I split your shit. Whoever